There are six gay Chechen men hiding in this suburban Moscow home because they fear their lives or their relatives could be in danger. They fled Russia's Republic of Chechnya as independent media reported a crackdown on gay men involving hundreds of abductions, torture, and at least three murders.
I had experienced it before and thought the same thing was going on. I did not think it was on such a mass level. If they caught one man, they found two or three from his contacts. If they caught them, then another nine were caught. That's how it was happening.
Rights groups say discrimination and abuse is common in Chechnya's conservative religious culture, where being openly gay is not accepted.
I wish I could forget it as soon as possible. It won't be forgotten here, even in Moscow. There is no way back to Chechnya, where everyone would point fingers at me.
The men take sedatives to calm fears that Chechen authorities or their own relatives could find them.
I've heard also that the guys they've been caught were given back to their parents. The parents are told, either you kill him or we'll kill him. It's called washing the disgrace away with blood, the disgrace that such a man brought to his family.
Chechen authorities not only deny the allegations, but the very existence of gay Chechens. Chechnya's leader, Ramzan Kadyrov, meeting with Russia's President Vladimir Putin, called the reports a provocation.
Some good people, in quotes, write to us that in our republic, it is not quite decent to talk about it. The people are being detained, killed, and even one family name was mentioned. Someone said he had been killed, but he's at home.
Russian authorities agree. They say there is no evidence that gay Chechens are abused and no reported abductions. Activists helping the men escape say authorities' statements give gay Chechens good reason not to trust them.
What is going on in Chechnya now is the utter expression of what is going on in the whole of Russia. In Chechnya, they have their own authorities and their own laws that allow total criminality, but similar things happen in small Russian towns from where they have to flee to bigger cities.
Russia's independent Novaya Gazeta newspaper first reported the alleged abuse of gay Chechens, including three murders, one by torture and two by their own relatives. Its reporters have since received a number of threats, including a white powder mailed to their office from Chechnya.
We've worked for over 20 years, and there's not been a single case when we were found guilty of spreading lies. And the fact that the authorities call our report a provocation and denunciation, let them prove it. We can't reveal our sources because it would be such a threat to people that they could be physically eradicated.
For some of the Chechen men hiding in this temporary safe house, it's not just in Chechnya, but in Russia where they don't feel safe. Daniel Sheriff, VOA News, Moscow.
更多听力，请访问51voa.com。